I start talking about the evaluation of the Promotora program among poultry workers, I think I have to tell you a little bit about what poultry work is about. Poultry processing is a very dangerous industry. It's very tough. It's nasty. It's violent. It's dirty. And the whole process is based on an assembly line where live chickens are killed, then they're making pieces, put on trays, then sent to the supermarket for us to consume. And the whole process is also based on speed. The higher the speed, the higher the number of chickens they can process a day. And of course, it represents more money in the bank for the companies. This job is mostly done by minority workers, especially Latinos, Latinos from Latin America. Most of the 250,000 workers that we think that are there don't have union to help them with about their rights, knowing about their rights, so they feel that they are not represented, that they have no voice. Besides that, those workers, they don't have the basic knowledge about their rights. Sometimes they don't think that they exist. And even if they know that they have those rights, sometimes they are afraid of saying anything or doing anything because they think that they might lose their job. And that's something that they can't afford because their family members, depending on them and their country of origin, are here. So it's a very difficult situation for them. 70% of the poultry processing is based in the south. It's not because the company like us in the south that they're there. There's a reason they do that, because this state are anti-union and they right to work state. And even if you belong to a union, if you don't want even if there's a union in the plant, you don't want to belong to a union, you don't have to do it. So we know that based on the research that we've done, we know that the rate of injury in poultry processing is high. And we also know that the companies aren't competitive, like Tom mentioned earlier. They don't want anybody to promote health and safety inside the plant. So the question is, it means that we have a problem. So why is the question? Then we have a question. The question is, how do you promote health and safety when you can get inside the plant? So it brings me to the purpose of this presentation. In this presentation, we are going to describe a Promotora program developed to address the problem. And I will also evaluate the effect of the program on changing the attitudes and behavior of the worker, and also how this program has influenced the Promotoras in the good way. So based on the results of the data we're collecting and our research, we created a Promotora program. Promotora is a letterhead advisor. We recruited and trained them on prevention and treatment of musculoskeletal injuries, and worker solidarity and avoiding injuries, and worker rights. And then we trained them to go into the homes of the workers and deliver the lesson. This lesson it's in a storytelling approach supported by a low literacy flip chart. And I have a flip chart here that show you those simple pictures. They go there and they put that thing there, like that, and they go. You see that the pictures are very, very low literacy, so it's more pictures than anything. They work 6 hours a week, and then once a week they meet with Lourdes Carrillo and myself. Lourdes Carrillo is the field project coordinator. They write field notes. Then we get those field notes, We translated them into English and sent it to the chief of the program, Sarah Thomas. Then, how do we recruit those promotoras? Because okay, you say you recruited promotoras. How do you do that? So the way we did it is with our contacts that we have in the community. Well, like Tom was saying earlier, we been in the community for a long time, so we have a lot of contacts there. So we use those contacts. And also, I'm the guy who hang out in the Mexican store. I'm the one that is always there talking to people. So when it was hard for me to recruit promotoras, I just asked somebody in the Mexican store, do you know somebody that can do this? That they help us with that. Also, okay, Tom said that our program was in six counties, but there's only three counties or those cities where there's poultry plants. So we decided to implement the program in those three communities. What we did in the first 6 months of the program, we hired two promotoras because we wanted to fine-tune the program to see how it worked there. So we stayed there for 6 months, and 6 months later, we started with three new promotoras in the other two communities. Then we kept one in the first community, and we have four, but eight promotoras have been through the program. But we four of them left because another opportunity was presented to them. But our goal was to have four, so that is what we have. We have four promotoras. And so far, the promotora has have delivered the lesson to almost 700 workers. So now we have this program, and we say that we have a problem, and we wanted to know, okay, what happened after we send this promotora to do to teach these people, and this is something that how we've seen that the attitude has changed. One worker said that before listening to the lessons, people were afraid to fight for their rights. Now, however, they have the courage to do so. One Latino said, in the department where I used to work, the supervisor yelled and screamed at us or asked us to do the harder jobs. When we found out that we have rights, we complained to higher management. Since then, the supervisor started treating us better. That's one of the promotoras. He said that she's the only poultry worker that we have as a promotor. But not only the program has helped the workers, also we've seen that it has helped the promotora as in the personal development. And that's what I say. That's the exact what I said. Their own words. One said, I found the courage to grow as a person, and I feel that my self-esteem has improved. I've become more aware of the problem the Latino community faces, and I feel I'm helping out. And another said that I've learned to listen to people. She talks a lot. But also we have, I already told you that we're in the community every day and we talk to them. We know them very close, so we know what happened to them, how much they changed. Like, for example, that promotora, the promotora proud of economic contribution to her family. She, when we trained her to be a promotora, she was a homebound mother. She didn't know how to drive. She depending everything on her husband. We taught her how to drive, and then we gave her the 6 hours of work. It's nothing to us, but for her it's a lot, and she feels so good about herself, about her family, everything that she's doing now that she couldn't do before. That same promotora, she was, after she grew up and got her driving license, she was offered a job as an instructor in another agency in the town. And one of the other promotoras was offered an office staff in the worker center, which is our partner in this project. and a promotora was promoted in the plant. And let me explain what promoted means. She used to work with in the line with only Americans, Latinos. And when she became a promotora, she started talking. And then the company moved her to work with only Americans. Because they thought that she was creating problems there. She was promoted. No money, but... We really think that this program has been very good for the Latino community and for the community where we live, but also it presents some challenges. It hasn't been so easy, even though we live there in the community all the time. Like, for example, the promotoras, when they go to, they make an appointment and they get to the home, when we knock at the door, nobody's there. So, and sometimes they're there, they don't want to open the door. And you call them, Marie, are you there? She doesn't answer. She says, oh, I forgot. They stood out the door. And some people, since they come here to work, they're afraid that if they listen to the story, they might get in trouble. So they just don't want to participate. They say, no, I don't want to talk to you. And they stay away from you, so they don't participate. And in one of the community, we have the majority of the Latinos there are indigenous from Guatemala. So Spanish is not the first language. So it's hard for the promotoras to communicate with them, because Spanish is not the first language. In conclusion, reaching immigrant Portuguese workers is difficult, because the company makes it harder. Besides all the things that Tom mentioned, but also the company makes it hard. And we believe that a promotora program is an effective way of informing workers about their rights and about being safe in the work. It's hard to measure the long-term effect of that because we don't have the time. But we've seen that the program has really helped the working and the promotoras. That's all I have. Okay, there's three different plants in three different communities. There's different plants. But one community is only Guatemalan, and then the other have Mexican and other countries. I don't know if that's a question. Excuse me? Oh, that is a good question. I don't. I don't know, Tom, can you...
The program is directed towards families, and talking to families, we felt it was more appropriate to have women talking about families than men, and that was the major reason. And Sarah...
a fair number of those programs are women, and it would probably be inappropriate to have men first to talk about it.
Was a man, yes. Well, and that's another reason too. It's hard for a man to go into a Latino home to talk to the wife if the husband is not there. Even if he's there, it's a little bit complicated. It's easier for a woman to do it. Even though one of the promotoras sometimes said that she found problems when she goes in a home and the husband is there and if the wife is not there, then she can get inside the house. focus in, we just focus into helping them know about their rights, about avoiding injuries, musculoskeletal injuries, and also we focus on helping each other on the job. Well, in the story, we have the story where we tell them to use a sharper knife, to use, since we're short, then we tell them to use something to make it higher, to be in the line, to be so they can move easier. But those things that we tell them what to do. Is very high. It's always been very high. But these workers, since they have a job, they try to hang in there. They try to stay there as long as they can. It's like machine that is grinding them. They use them and they are there.